How to use gestures to reinforce your message. In the realm of powerful communication, words are only part of the story. Nonverbal cues, especially gestures, play a crucial role in reinforcing your message, conveying authenticity, and connecting with your audience on a deeper level. Whether you're giving a keynote speech, leading a team meeting, or presenting a business pitch, knowing how to use gestures effectively can dramatically elevate your message delivery. This comprehensive guide will explore everything you need to know about using gestures to strengthen verbal communication, boost audience engagement, and become a more compelling speaker. Why gestures matter in communication? Gestures are one of the most instinctive forms of nonverbal communication. From childhood, we use our hands and body movements to express emotion, clarify intent, and show emphasis. In adult communication, especially in leadership, presentations, and public speaking, gestures help highlight key points, display confidence, and reinforce credibility. According to communication experts and numerous psychological studies, more than 60% of communication is nonverbal. That means your body language and gestures speak louder than your actual words. If there's a mismatch between what you say and how your body says it, your message loses impact. The science behind gestures, how the brain processes body language. To fully grasp the power of gestures, it's important to understand how the human brain processes visual information. When someone speaks, the brain doesn't only process the auditory message, it also analyzes visual cues like facial expressions, hand gestures, and body movement. These visual inputs are processed in areas like the mirror neuron system, which allows listeners to interpret emotional and intentional states. In other words, gestures help your audience internalize your message faster and more effectively. This makes gestures not just complementary, but essential in persuasive and high-impact communication. Types of gestures and their impact on message reinforcement. 1. Emphatic gestures. These are hand or body movements used to emphasize particular words or phrases. For example, chopping the air with your hand when saying "we must act now" visually reinforces urgency and determination. Emphatic gestures help underline important points, making them more memorable. 2. Illustrative gestures. Illustrative gestures physically represent the content of your speech. For example, showing a small gap with your fingers when saying a small amount, or spreading your arms wide when saying a big opportunity. These gestures make abstract concepts concrete and help your audience visualize your words. 3. Regulatory gestures. These gestures control the flow of interaction. Nodding, raising a hand to pause, or using a go-ahead motion with your palm open are all regulatory gestures. They're especially useful during Q&A sessions, conversations, or when moderating a discussion. 4. Adaptive gestures. These are often subconscious movements like fidgeting or adjusting your clothes and should be minimized in professional communication. While not meant to reinforce a message, adaptive gestures can distract the audience and should be replaced with more purposeful movements. 5. Symbolic gestures. These carry a culturally recognized meaning. A thumbs up, a peace sign, or even placing your hand over your heart can invoke powerful emotional resonance, particularly when they align with the values or emotions you are communicating. How to use gestures effectively in public speaking. Align gestures with your words. The golden rule in using gestures to reinforce your message is alignment. Your gestures must match your verbal content. For example, if you are talking about growth, your hands might rise upward to symbolize upward movement. Inconsistent or random gestures can confuse the audience or signal nervousness. Practice intentional movement. Gestures should be intentional, not habitual. Many speakers fall into repetitive or nervous gestures that dilute their message. Practicing in front of a mirror, recording yourself, or getting feedback from a coach can help eliminate ineffective habits and replace them with movements that support your speech structure. Use open gestures to build trust. Open palms, extended arms, and unblocked body posture signal honesty and openness. These gestures build trust with your audience. Avoid crossing your arms, clenching your fists, or pointing aggressively, as these can appear defensive, controlling, or hostile. Match gesture size to audience and context. The size of your gestures should reflect the size of your audience and the formality of the event. Large, sweeping gestures are more suitable for big auditoriums, while smaller, more refined movements work better in intimate or corporate settings. Always adjust to suit the space and tone of your presentation. Common mistakes to avoid with gestures. Over-gesturing. Excessive movement can overwhelm the message and make you look chaotic or theatrical. Under-gesturing. Stiff, frozen posture reduces engagement and projects nervousness or lack of passion. Contradictory gestures. Saying one thing while gesturing something different, e.g., saying everything is okay while shaking your head, creates confusion. Distracting repetitions, tapping, hand rubbing, or repeatedly adjusting glasses are distractions and signal anxiety. Gesture anchoring, always gesturing from the same location, e.g., your chest or below waist, can feel robotic. Keep gestures dynamic and expressive, flowing naturally with your content. Strategic gesture tips for reinforcing key messages. Use gesture anchors. Assign certain points in your presentation to specific gestures, so the audience remembers them visually. For example, hold up one finger when saying, "There's one thing you need to remember." Pause and gesture. Use a pause before a powerful gesture for maximum emphasis. The audience will focus on the movement, giving it greater meaning. Incorporate cultural awareness. Understand what certain gestures mean in different cultures to avoid misinterpretation, especially in international or diverse audiences. Gesture during storytelling. When telling a story, use gestures to act out scenes or emotions. This helps the audience immerse in your narrative and feel more connected. Using gestures in virtual presentations. As remote communication becomes more common, knowing how to use gestures on camera is essential. Frame your camera to show your upper body so that gestures are visible. Keep movements controlled, but expressive overly large gestures can appear awkward on screen. Use hand gestures near shoulder height to keep them within the frame. Combine gestures with facial expressions and vocal tone for a complete delivery that breaks through digital barriers. The role of gesture in emotional connection and credibility. Gestures are not just about emphasis, they're about emotion. When your gestures reflect your enthusiasm, frustration, excitement, or empathy, your audience picks up on it. This enhances emotional connection and builds speaker credibility. According to research from Princeton University, speakers who gestured congruently with their emotions were perceived as more authentic and trustworthy. So don't suppress your natural expressiveness, channel it purposefully to convey who you are and what you believe. Gestures and leadership communication. In leadership roles, your presence matters just as much as your message. Great leaders use gestures not only to reinforce their vision but also to create alignment, clarity, and motivation. Gestures that show openness, arms spread, decisiveness, firm pointing, and encouragement, raised thumbs or nodding, signal command and empathy simultaneously. By becoming intentional with your gestures, you signal that you are in control of both your message and yourself. How to practice and improve your gestures. Step 1, record yourself speaking. Video yourself giving a talk, sales pitch, or even explaining something casually. Watch the playback and notice any nervous habits, missing gestures, or inconsistent movements. Step 2, mirror practice. Stand in front of a mirror and rehearse key parts of your message. Try different gestures for the same sentence and choose the one that feels most natural and powerful. Step 3, gesture mapping. Create a gesture map for your presentation. Write out your talking points and assign specific gestures to reinforce each key idea. Step 4, get feedback. Practice in front of a trusted friend, coach, or colleague. Ask specifically about your gestures. Are they enhancing or distracting from your message? Step 5, study great communicators. Watch TED Talks, political speeches, or masterful storytellers. Analyze how they use gestures. Notice their hand movements, posture, and how they mirror emotional content with physical motion. Conclusion. Gestures are not just hand movements, they are visual amplifiers of your ideas. When used with purpose, they bring clarity, emotion, and engagement to your spoken words. By mastering the art of intentional gestures, you reinforce your message, increase your influence, and make every communication opportunity count. Whether you're a public speaker, business professional, teacher, or leader, using gestures effectively can take your communication mastery to a whole new level.